Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the P1 Podcast Early Edition with Matt and Tommy. Yes, we are coming to you live at 6:53 in the morning. Standard Europeans complaining about an early start. And we are here today to talk about the Visa Cash App RB F1 car that's launched today in Vegas. And I think we need to just dive straight into some first thoughts, Tommy. And that, forget Visa Cash App RB, we're calling them Toro Rosso from now on because they are back. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of jokes that when they revealed the name that everyone would just call them Toro Rosso anyway. And they went, oh, if that's the case, we'll just do the Toro Rosso livery then. Pretty much.
And they did.
And they did. They painted it. There's paint on it. What a revelation.
Paint, design, not just carbon. So it's actually a beautiful looking car. And I don't know whether, I mean, I do think it's really nice. And I think the Toro Rosso from previous looked really nice. And it's nice for it to come back. I wonder if there's an element where we're so sick deep down of seeing carbon cars as well that literally anything with colour, we would have gone 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
10 out of 10. Definitely. Absolutely. What a banging livery.
I've seen things now that I don't like as much. But at the same time, I do think it's still banging because essentially it is based on that Toro Rosso from 2017 that they ran. That is one of my favourite liveries of all time. This is like a worse version of it, but it's still better than anything else on the grid.
Yep, we're still going to keep it positive. We're still going to keep it upbeat.
Saying it's a worse version of one of my favourite liveries of all time is certainly not a bad thing.
Why don't you tell us what you would improve then, Tommy, before we get into the questions? Where are the issues?
The only thing I don't like, I think it's, they've done a very good job because they've got a lot of sponsors and it's very easy to make it quite busy, and it is quite busy, but because then you can start adding like too many colors, and you know how like we absolutely hated when they added the all in red last year on the AlphaTauri and it didn't quite look right, whereas this I think works. The only thing I don't like is the white lines are quite abrupt. They look quite extreme. I preferred the Toro Rosso when they had the red maybe it looks better in person because we've just seen like renders at the moment, and it always looks brighter in that case. But that's the only thing I'm not the biggest fan of. But everything else is just really, really nice. And I'm really hoping from the pictures that they shared and the way they rendered it in their animation video, it looks like it is that Toro Rosso kind of like shiny metallic paint, because that's another thing we're so used to matte liveries and them looking quite dull, that it looks like it's gonna be like that shiny silver, which is really, really cool.
Yeah, I mean the white that you mentioned, I think, you know, for me it looks reasonably well blended in. I know what you mean in terms of it's quite abrupt with the white, but I actually maybe prefer that to the block red that I think we had before with the Orland sponsorship and stuff like that. So yeah, I think it works quite well. The front wing's obviously white as well with the Hugo, and yeah, I'm a fan. Question from Badger Sprite: is this the best livery so far? Yes or absolutely yes?
Absolutely yes.
I would say so. I think it's funny because we've spoken about Haas, for example, being the most boring but also clean design. I think from a design perspective, the Haas or whatever might actually be more flowing. Like, you know, you talk about these block whites, which some people might like, some people might not. It comes back to my previous point about, are we just a fan of colour at the moment?
You paint the carbon bit of the Haas in this colour blue, it's the best livery on the grid.
Yes, exactly. But they haven't, so therefore you have to say that V-carb have done a good job. I'd like to see how much will be left after testing and where they would lose it if they do. I don't think there's actually, to be fair, because of how busy the car is, I think they might actually just have to accept, if they are slow, that that will be it. Because, of course, what they've done, and it makes sense, and I don't know why Alpine maybe didn't do the same, is paint it, especially if they're rebranding, right? This is what V-Carb are doing. They're trying to make the Visa stand out, obviously, massively well, and that's what they've done. Just paint it for the livery. Let's roll it out in testing and see how slow we are. And then, we had to strip back some paint. Exactly. And I think that should be the way to at least go from it from a brand perspective, but also to maybe not anger fans as much going into the season about how they're all going to be black. It's, I'd like to see how much will be left, but I don't think they have much wiggle room with the sponsors that are on there.
Do you reckon now Formula One teams go to sponsors? And obviously we know from like a marketing side that there'll be certain... there's certain things in rules for like marketing companies that they're like, we have to have our logo on a white background or something like that, like, and they'll pay additional money. You do wonder if there's like a fallback for F1 teams that like, so how do you feel about a white logo on carbon fiber? You can have it for this price later down the season.
Yeah, they'll say that
reduced rate.
It will save us a whopping 0.002 of a second per lap, and your brand will lose its identity and its colours. What are we saying?
Yeah, exactly. But I'm glad, like you say, just them painting a car at this point, it looks really cool. Like, obviously, I was saying at the start, bits I didn't like, but overall, it is really, really nice. I really, really do like it. And
Tommy just covering off the fact that nobody's as good of a livery designer as Tom Bellingham, and that, you know, give him the wheel, and he will deliver. But overall, you're a fan.
A big fan, yeah. For me, do I like it? Do I like it the most? I think probably yes. I do really like the McLaren and Stake as well. But I think this is my favorite so far. It's very, very cool indeed. And we'll just see now how much weight saving they decide to do.
Exactly. Wheelie Bad F1 comes in with, in this age where every other team has chosen carbon fiber over paint, why did V-Carb stick with color? And I think it is very much just a case of the rebrand, the launch, well, as many eyeballs on Visa Cash App RB and everything else that comes with it, because it's an important rebrand for the team. They need to get the message and the logo out there. I do find your point, Tommy, which I think is a really interesting one, is that glossy kind of paint over matte. I wonder if that will be something that goes first as opposed to the actual design of it. Because again, it looked so much better as glossy rather than matte, where it's very easily seen as dull, and it's quite difficult to get that wow factor with a matte livery. So yeah, I do wonder whether they've gone, all right, you know, let's just make it look snazzy, and then we'll figure it out if it's terrible. But look back at last year, McLaren, they had some chrome on it, and they were on the front row of the grid challenging Max Verstappen. Maybe there is something there.
Yeah, I'm seeing a couple of pictures now from the Vegas launch, which we'll get into later, about doing a Vegas launch and then dropping some renders online, and as not seeing any of that launch. But it does look like it's very brightly painted. The Red Bull logos and the Visa is in like that chrome silver like we saw with Toro Rosso, so that's really, really cool. And I do wonder, you mentioned about like the fact that it is this new rebrand. Red Bull are, at the end of the day, they're there for marketing purposes to promote their brand in Formula One, and they've probably weighed up the option as a big savvy marketing company and gone, I don't care if it's 1 second quicker over a 70 lap race, we are here to get our brand out there and we want brand identity. And that's it.
And they're known as Visa Cash App RB. So they've got a lot of, Red Bull have got a lot of brand identity with that name.
Yeah. But we'll all call them, we'll all know they're a Red Bull team. It's got the big Red Bull bull on the, you know, the air intake. And they've probably just gone, well, this is actually worth it. And it makes you wonder why other teams don't do that, because the sponsors at the end of the day are paying a lot of money. And that is the thing. You do wonder, like, them having a big title sponsor and loads of money that they can inject into the form, the team for performance, probably makes up more than them stripping all the paint off and companies not wanting to sponsor them.
Fair. Yeah, it's certainly an interesting point. That's it. Tom Bellingham is going into Formula One as a business manager from here on in. You watch this.
Such a guru.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Next question, MJ95. Why have so many celebrities in Las Vegas for the launch and not stream it? This is my biggest bugbear. This is my, you know, I wish we'd had more than a 2-minute 15 video on YouTube or a 15-second video on Twitter to unveil the car. You know, you've got Kendrick Lamar performing there. You've got Terry Crews doing social videos with the team. Why have we stopped? Why can't we just stick a little iPhone on a tripod and we'll let everybody, you know, come in and tune in? And I don't know. For me, it doesn't make any sense to have a Vegas launch and to not live stream it to the world. I don't know. It just feels weird to me. There must be a reason. There must be a drawback somewhere, or they couldn't get XYZ, but it just doesn't make sense. And how have they not got a workaround for it?
Yeah, they've done it before. They did it last year where they had a big event and then they just shared a video. They did this exactly the same last year, but you think with a new team, maybe they were so annoyed by the reaction to their very first AlphaTauri fashion show that they're like, fine, you were all
never again,
that we did a fashion show and then revealed the car and you had to wait 20 minutes before we took the cover off, so we're gonna now just drop the pictures online and we're gonna do our fashion show and nice launch for all the people that go that can't complain on the internet.
They could have done, you know, you think of all the things they could have done with the car launch. They could have put out 10 ATMs and then people just strutting down, sticking their card in, boom. Oh no, actually I've got an app, it's called Cash App. Now there's so many things they could have done. They could have got Danny Rick and Yuki Tsunoda. The ideas just are flowing this early in the morning.
And they decided, no. And the weird thing was, I think, as well, like obviously we got up at silly o'clock for us in Europe to see the car, but you're literally talking like minutes before we know this launch is out and there's like no tweets from the team, no one's tweeting anything. That was such a weird feeling.
There was like a little bit of Insta sort of, oh, it's coming at 8:30 or whatever it might have been. But everyone was just like, well, what's going on? You would think that there would be a build-up to it so that we'd all know, all right. Or maybe they didn't want to shout about the fact it wasn't being live-streamed and they just wanted to be like, here you go. I don't know what their decisions were there, but everyone knew it was happening. They'd still kind of posted that it was launching on this day and that sort of stuff. It just seems like very basic kind of social media strategy didn't really happen for a brand new launch of a brand new team or a rebranded team in Formula One.
I wonder if they just, they go, well, everyone if people, everyone just starts tweeting pictures of it, it's good for us and doesn't really matter beforehand. Like, as soon as the car's out, everyone can go crazy then, maybe. Yeah, it's a strange choice to, like, so you spend all that money in a, especially in a budget cap era, to put on a big show and then be like, well, we're not going to show it for you guys.
When you say budget cap era, marketing doesn't come into that, does it?
Oh, yeah, true. I couldn't remember if it budget did. I think it, yeah,
mate,
it didn't.
If that came in the budget cap, everyone would do it outside McDonald's and they would just be like, here's the car. All right, take care. See you later, guys. So yeah. Next question, TJ Snehashish. Why two Red Bull teams on the grid? Does that not sacrifice the integrity of the competition? Welcome to Formula One, where Toro Rosso slash second Red Bull team, 2006, they've been around for. I think once you're in, that's it, you know? F1 can say no to some really, really valuable Formula One teams that want to join, Andretti. But Red Bull can have two teams, and that can stay that way for as long as they... As soon as you're in the pearly gates, that's fine. But it's getting in the pearly gates is the problem. Does it sacrifice the integrity of the competition? Not really, because Toro Rosso slash AlphaTauri slash every other, you know, version of that team hasn't ever really challenged at the front. We've had that one discussion when Max Verstappen went past Pierre Gasly. I think it was in Qatar a few years ago. I think it was 2021. Everyone's like, oh, did he go wide on purpose there? Was there a call made for Pierre to go wide? No, because surely he would have just got out of the way off the racing line rather than...
And then Alonso, that's completely unrelated, did it a lap later anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Does it sacrifice the integrity? No, because they are their own team. Maybe we will be changing that opinion if, as we've said many times in this podcast, Visa Cash App RB roll out Red Bull 2023 car and start getting podiums at left, right and centre. But until then, you know, it's not like Red Bull the only people to have done that, because of course you had Racing Point copying Mercedes and then they thrust themselves up the grid. It's not just Red Bull. And there are of course ties within engine suppliers and teams, and Williams and Mercedes not necessarily working together like Team 1 and Team 2, but there are connections, there are relationships within Formula 1. It's not just Red Bull.
Yeah, there's always internal politics and things like that in Formula 1. Obviously, this is an extreme example because it is two teams owned by the same entity, if you like. So, and then, of course, there's been a little bit more controversy this year because they're now starting making more parts in Milton Keynes for this team. So that's caused controversy, but it's only ever controversial when they do well. When they were 10th in the constructors and barely scored a point, no one cared. Suddenly, if they start finishing races in 6th or 7th, even if it's that, like, people will start to complain about it and things like that. But I don't think it's a problem personally, because, you know, we've seen a... We've already had a year where it was so close between Red Bull and another team. And I know you mentioned the Gasly thing, but, you know, you could say the extreme example would be that an AlphaTauri could have just yeeted Hamilton off at Abu Dhabi straight away and they'd have won the title. And it's like, well, what can you do?
Because they definitely wouldn't have won the title. That would have been but more uproar than Massey, probably.
Well, exactly. But it just shows you that people think they're going to get involved, and they didn't. So, although some people think that Yuki Tsunoda retired on purpose, so Max could win an irrelevant race when he was 250 points clear in the championship.
Yeah, but mate, some people on social media were like, wow, they've done worse. They've done this. They've done... Honestly, tinfoil hats.
But also, you know, you can argue that they've given a lot more to the sport than certain other teams. They've brought in very exciting drivers like Sebastian Vettel, Max Verstappen, Daniel Ricciardo.
What other teams might you be suggesting there, Tommy?
No one in particular. But
no one? Interesting.
When a team's brought young talent like that in, and interesting and exciting drivers, they've literally won a race as well. You know, they're part of the sport, and it's not something I'm... annoyed about. I'd rather just have more teams on the grid than saying like, oh, we have to get rid of this team. Like, I don't understand why they can't have one extra team. Like, we're going to go into that debate again, but like, just, you don't have to get rid of a team to add a new one. We've had...
Tommy, Andretti are going to gain more from Formula One than Formula One are going to gain from one of the most prestigious names in the history of motorsport.
How dare they?
They have won in every single discipline known to man. But anyway, there are other teams as well that also bring lots. I would also say that, of course, this livery is probably my favourite, I would say. But Williams is a close second. I think what you know, let's not forget Williams. They also did paint their car to a degree, which is fantastic from Williams for now. But I think what tips VCarb over the line, God, what an awful name, is the gloss. I think that's the nice kind of oh yeah, I forgot glossy paint exists on Formula One cars, and it's a nice throwback to a few years ago. So that pretty much sums it up, Tom Bellingham. An early sure morning does. Podcast. How do you summarise your life? Your final thoughts?
I summarise it by saying thank you, Visa Cash App RB, for painting your car and not making us angry after getting up at 6 a.m.
Well done. 5, actually. But anyway, I know we're going to get a lot of angry fans saying, I get up every morning. Shut the hell up. This is normal for me. I watch F1 races at 4 a.m. And every single time we complain, we also preface it. And what's after it?
With a disclaimer.
Postface it with a disclaimer that we appreciate you and we think you're bloody amazing. Okay? We don't know how we would survive in those situations, but fair frickin' play is basically what we say to them. So, yeah, that is my final thoughts. Well done, everybody, for being able to get up at early times. And we will see you next week. What's next?
Next one is Aston Martin next week on Monday.
Oh, that will be a long one. Looking forward to that. I want another meme of Lawrence Stroll walking up onto the stage with, like, you know how loads of people are making videos of the different music of him walking up. I need that again. I need that in my life. So.
Good times.
Can't wait for that chat. All right. Thank you, everybody. Lots of love. To be fair, this podcast will be going out before we're live on Twitch later today. It is actually P1's birthday, which should have been our final thought, realistically.
Yeah.
1 year today, P1 was born, which is crazy to say out loud.
That is mad, isn't it?
But we are going to be doing a subathon on Twitch from 5 p.m. UK time today. So when you do listen to this, set your alarm. Come join us. Come celebrate P1's
party.
Birthday party.
Good vibes.
I might try and find some birthday party attire. No, not attire. I'm not going to wear things. I meant like a... No. Ooh, Tommy, stop it. That'll be after 9 o'clock. That's the watershed. So anyway, this is going so sideways. And we'll see you later for a Twitch birthday party if you want to come join. Matt P1, Tommy. Bye.
Bye.
Make sure you follow us on all of our socials. We're Matt P1 Tommy on Twitter, TikTok, Twitch, and Instagram. You can also sign up to our Patreon at the link in the episode notes for ad-free episodes, full video interviews, and extra bonus episodes for as little as $5 a month. Finally, make sure you're following us on Spotify. See you soon.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.